Powering the lights on your farm is one of those necessary expenses that can add up. Switch to LED lighting and cut your energy bill on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Want to see the latest in machinery, agronomy, and technology? Then tune in to the Successful Farming TV show every week on RFD TV. Join me, Dave Moats, and Lori Bedore, Jesse Scott, and Anna McConnell. This show delivers the latest trends, newest technology, and takes a look at machinery of yesterday and today. RFD TV is on Dish Network, DirecTV, and most major cable providers. Find additional programming information at agriculture.com/TV.
They may cost more up front, but LED light bulbs last longer, use less energy, and are approximately 90% more efficient than incandescent light bulbs. LED stands for light emitting diode. An electrical current passes through a microchip, which illuminates the tiny light sources we call LEDs, and the result is visible light. Jeff Nelson is with Edison Lighting Supply in Wichita, Kansas. He says it makes sense to have LED lighting just about everywhere on the farm.
If you've got 100-watt bulbs in the hog confinement barn, you got them in a globe, you can switch to a 10-watt. So you're talking 90% energy savings right there. And not to mention the fact that that bulb's going to last at least 5 years. So you're not out there on the hogs changing light bulbs all the time.
Switching is easy. LED bulbs fit into the same screw-in sockets as incandescents. Converting fluorescent fixtures to accommodate LED tubes is more complicated. If you're resistant to upgrading, keep in mind that both bulbs and ballasts for T12 fluorescent fixtures are becoming rare and more difficult to find.
If you've got the older T12, the inch and a half in diameter bulb, that bulb has a 40-watt ballast. And in order to convert to LEDs, you either have to convert to a T8 ballast or take the ballast out. So if you've got T12s, you don't have to buy a new ballast. If you've already got T8s, all you have to do is plug it in.
LED light bulbs range from 10 watts up to 200 watts. The wattage you choose depends on what it's being used for and where. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about LED lighting at agriculture.com.